head coach. Greg Vanney joins us on the telephone. I want to address both situations, Coach.
Okay.
You guys haven't won a game, haven't scored a goal this year in MLS play. And Brent and I were talking about it earlier, and maybe Shannon and I before, and I said, I wonder if this is kind of like the sandwich game, the traditional thing where you got a big game, then you're playing a lesser opponent, then you got another big game, and the game in the middle is the one that's really dangerous. With all that this team accomplished last year, best record in history, championship, then success in CONCACAF play, is it difficult for your guys to get emotionally fired up? Do you see any difference in them emotionally or the way they play during MLS games?
I don't think there is a big emotional drop. I do think that there is when you have a knockout competition and let's just say you're playing against a Tigres, a Club America. I do think that there is a level of concentration, focus, attention to certain things. It's probably a little bit heightened than a regular season game when you know you have 34 of them. But I think in theory, I think that our approach has been pretty good. The guys, you know, and their mentality for each game and to try to win each game has been pretty good. Where I think we've had our challenges in the regular season so far is just that we've swapped some of our game plans from what you need to win a two-game series to what you need to win a one-game off in league on the road somewhere. With mixing up some new players in who are trying to learn the system. They're trying to sort of find their way in the system. And I think we've just lacked a little bit of continuity going from one game plan to the next game plan with sort of different faces and new guys. And that's something that I think you get as you work through a season and you start to get comfortable bouncing back and forth and doing those things. And I think we haven't done as well as we would, you know, expect of ourselves and would like to in this early stages. And so as much as I give our guys a lot of credit, because I do think that they focus and really try to approach each game individually. I think there's some natural portion to that, but I also think that there's just some growing pains early in the season that we've got to work through, being that in that we're in two competitions right now.
Now, Greg, I know you get lots of guys on your side who have, you know, a lot of international experience, but I'm wondering, you know, the trip to Monterrey and what do you think that experience? You know, what are the guys going to take from the experience of the game in Monterrey that might help them when they're going into Azteca against Club America?
It was a great experience for our guys. I think going down into Mexico, regardless of where in Mexico, and playing in a competition, a highly competitive game against a very good opponent, you get a feel a little bit for what the environments are going to be like. The stadium where Tigres at is very loud. It's nicknamed the volcano. The fans are very present, and it, you know, no pun intended, sort of erupts at periods during the game based on sort of the flow of the game and what's happening. And so I think for us to get a feel for that, what that's like down in Mexico, and to see a team that's a little bit in desperation and the waves of attack that they're trying to bring, and us to be able to manage that through good chunks of the game was all valuable for our group to experience, because not everybody, even though they have a lot of experience, it's not always the same playing down in Mexico or playing in other parts of the world. So that experience bodes well for us. Now it's a little bit different, obviously, going into an Azteca in Mexico City, because now you're managing, you know, 7,000 plus feet in elevation. It's a big stadium, 100,000 seats, I think, approximately. They won't fill it out or anything, I don't believe, but it's you at least have been in that, and you know what it feels like in a competitive setting to play. And I think some of the style of play things between the teams in Mexico is somewhat similar. They do have their differences, but I think you get a sense of what that's all about.
Are you looking forward to walking out on that pitch, the Azteca? As you say, it's not, there won't be 100,000 people there, but that's a legendary stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I look forward to it. I've been out there as a player. I look forward to it now in a different, totally different setting. But I think with what's on the line, I think it's really special for both our club. Obviously, it'll be the second leg, so we'll have some clarity and some indication of what we need to do when we get there to try to advance. But to go into, as you said, a legendary stadium, even in the world scheme of stadiums, to go there and to be playing for your, you know, your future in the competition and the ability to get to a final is going to be a special moment for sure.
What do you think the impact internationally would be if, you know, I'm hypothesizing, if TFC managed to win this thing? I mean, there's certainly a recognition factor, probably a greater recognition factor than a regular season game in the MLS, maybe even the championship game internationally. But tell me about it. What do you think it would mean?
I think it's hugely important. Not just, I mean, there's the club level and the city level of putting, you know, Toronto FC more on the map than it even has been in the last couple of years by winning a championship. And there's more coverage of MLS soccer around the world now than there's ever been. So I think that recognition internationally is coming. Obviously, when you sign the Sebastian Giovinco's and, you know, Josie Michael and these guys who played internationally, people notice that as well. But I think to be able to win in this region competition and to finish above the Mexican teams that have always been seen as sort of superior in North America, to win that competition would be huge, both for, again, our city, our club, but even for our league, for Canadian soccer. I think for all of those entities that we represent in some way, shape, or form in this competition, it would be massive because no team has ever accomplished that in North America before.
Right.
And then to be able to go on to the World Club Championships, which is, you know, a big event, and to play against the biggest clubs in the world who win their respective regions would again put a our club in sort of the world's view. And I think it would give us a chance to continue to show the growth of the sport in our club, in our league, and in our region.
Are there things, Greg, you have to do differently to going into those matches in the CONCACAF Champions League, you know, tactically or in terms of preparation versus what you would do for an MLS game?
Sort of. I mean, we take typically this a similar approach to preparing the group for every game. So I don't want to, we wouldn't get too far away from that. I think it's being very educated for sure from the coach's side and to give the appropriate amount of information to the players to have them prepared for, you know, what we think the opposition is going to bring, what we think their strengths are, their weaknesses are, areas that we think we can really hurt them or make them pay, but also be able to manage their strengths. So, aside from that is just the recognition of it's a different than an MLS game because this is a knockout competition and every goal, whether you're at home or on the road, matters and can swing sort of the momentum of these games and of this event really at this point. And so I think it's making sure all of those different scenarios are understood and what we're going to do if we're faced with different scenarios. And that's, you got to go through more of those details, similar to the MLS playoffs. You have to go through more of those details when you go through this competition versus just an MLS game.
We wish you good luck in the two of them. The game this week, MLS game,
sure,
and then next week. The last point, the pitch was a little soft. You know, it's a little early for soccer in Toronto. Yeah. The pitch wasn't in the best condition. I assume you've been on it the last while. Has it improved significantly with the better weather?
I'm sure it's improved. We haven't been on it. We've done our part to try to give it the most time to grow, and I know our guys down there, the field crew down there, have been working day and night, and you know, we've seen video and pictures and whatnot of the progress it's made. It's certainly thickened up, and a lot of the grass has been able to grow through the different means that they use, so it's for sure making progress. It's you know, it's always a challenge early in the year to try to find the
right,
not have it too hard, too soft. The grass doesn't grow a lot, so to have the thickness of the grass and have it durable, all these things are a challenge. But the guys have been working since the last game. It's been a few weeks, and we've seen progress again just in video. We'll see more on Friday night.
You're generous with your time as always. We thank you very much for it. Good luck, and we'll talk down the road. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
There's the head coach of Toronto FC.